Time to take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Friday, August 21st, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network, joined by U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. And Don, it was another wild week in these markets. We had some pretty big swings on both sides. The grains, we saw some pretty high numbers this week.
You know, I think we did. You know, basically where we're at, we're going into the end of the week. You know, the technicals are positive across the board. A little bit overbought here right now, a little bit of a concern. But it was a week where, like we say, a bull needs to be fed almost daily. And we did have the Pro Farmer Tour that was started on the beginning of the week. And throughout the week, we just continued to have yields in each and every state that was lower than the government had, production lower than the government had, and we added risk premium to the market. At the same time, we had the war between Russia-Ukraine increasing momentum on that, with vessels being hit, ports being hit, so a slowdown in grain movement from there. And then we had the same thing with movement out of the Strait of Hormuz slowing down on ships. So it's been a number of things that pushed us to the upside here. And I think where we're at right now is we're going to look forward to see really what does the September report and then the stocks and all positions report, probably more important. So for now, this was a week that we added a lot of risk premium in the market for all the reasons we just talked about, and the technical's strong. So we'll see in an overbought market in contract highs on the back months of corn if we can continue moving forward next week.
Well, we definitely saw some swings in the cattle market this week, Don, and some news today from the president talking about bringing some more foreign beef in. That kind of made things jump a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and I think what you're alluding to, you know, the market was on its heels technically in downtrends, pressing to the downside on, you know, funds selling. And then we had the tweet out of the president here at the end of the week, which really kind of sent the momentum to the downside, talking about bringing in beef at much cheaper than what we have here in the U.S. on ground beef. And, you know, the market really took it on the chin early. But when you get these news like that, they're out of the blue. It really is more important how you end up on the day. So when you look at it, we had a lot of that negative news already dialed in. I think anticipation that was going to happen, and consequently, we bounced back pretty big. Still have a seasonal strong period right now on domestic demand on beef going into Labor Day. That's a plus, and the discounts in the futures markets are just too large. Hog market flipping over there did look like, feels like we're trying to sock in some kind of a little bit of an intermediate low, as the hog market's been on its heels, adding some discounts to the market for a seasonal break.
Don, if people want to pick your brain on these markets, get some info, how do they get a hold of you?
You bet, Jamie. You can reach us here at U.S. Commodities at 1-800-247-4071.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. That's a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Friday, August 21st, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.